Hello, Awe Islanders. Thank you for listening to Be Calm on Awe Island, a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Please follow our show on your favorite podcast listening platform so you never miss an episode. You can also follow or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube to stay up to date on everything about Awe Island.
Hello, Awe Islanders. If you want more Awe Island content, check out our Patreon memberships at patreon.com/Awe Island. You can get access to the whole Awe Island library, an extra episode once a week, and much more. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. And now, it's time for a relaxing meditation and a new story.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth. Imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Very good. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. As you float in your cloud, you feel the warm breeze swirl around you as your soft cloud gently rocks you. Back and forth, back and forth. Take another deep breath, like a dragon, in and out. You enjoy feeling like you are floating as the cozy cloud continues to hug and rock you, back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Sweet or Salty. It was a warm, sunny morning in the Awe Island forest. Aaliyah Ant yawned and stretched her six legs. She had just woken up from a nap. Aaliyah had felt retired after helping dig a new tunnel for her colony. But after her nap, she felt refreshed and ready to continue her work. Aaliyah stood up and walked through the hallways and chambers of her anthill home. As she walked, she could hear the voices of her fellow worker ants echoing through the halls. They were all talking over one another, so Aaliyah couldn't make out exactly what they were saying. Despite the hubbub, Aaliyah could tell they were excited about something. Aaliyah rounded the corner of a tunnel and saw a group of worker ants. "Aaliyah, there you are," one of them called. "Did you hear?" Aaliyah wiggled her antennae in curiosity. She hadn't heard any news recently. "Hear what?" asked Aaliyah. Another ant spoke up. "Ada found some food." Aaliyah smiled. Ada was one of her friends who worked as a scout for the colony. Ada would travel outside the anthill and look for food to bring back home. "The queen asked us worker ants to carry the food back home," said another ant. "You're coming, right?" "Yes, I'll join," Aaliyah said with a nod. Whenever Ada found something that was too big to carry home by herself, she would return to the colony and ask for help from the workers. On her way back to the anthill, Ada would leave a scent trail so that the workers could find their way to the food she'd found. "Let's go," called one of the ants. The workers lined up single file, ready to march off to bring home the food. Aaliyah found herself standing in line in front of her good friend, Ayami Ant. "Hi, Aaliyah," said Ayami as the line began to move. "Good morning, Ayami," replied Aaliyah. "How are you today?" "I'm just excellent," Ayami exclaimed. "I'm so excited to go on a trek today." "Me too," agreed Aaliyah. Even though Aaliyah loved the safety and security of her anthill, it was nice to go visit the surface and go exploring once in a while. Following the ants in front of her, Aaliyah climbed out of the anthill mound and onto the dirt of the forest floor. She felt the warmth of the sunshine on her back. With her antennae, she could smell the fresh, green grass that surrounded her. Aaliyah could also smell the scent trail Ada had left. "What kind of food do you think Ada found?" asked Aaliyah. Ayami said thoughtfully. "I hope it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Those are my favorite." Aaliyah remembered how some time ago, Ada had found the remnants of a picnic where there were pieces of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich left on the checkered blanket. The peanut butter made Aaliyah's mouth stick together, and the jelly was a little too tangy for Aaliyah's taste. But Aaliyah remembered liking the bread a lot. "How about you?" asked Ayami. "What kind of food do you hope we'll find?" Aaliyah considered the question. She wasn't sure if she had a favorite food, but she thought about all the foods that she liked in the past. Crackers, cheese, ham sandwiches, popcorn. "I'm not sure, but I hope it's something salty," said Aaliyah. "Whoa, really?" Ayami sounded surprised. "Yes," said Aaliyah, "I don't really like sweet things. They make me feel sick." "I thought all ants loved sweet foods," said Ayami. "That's pretty unusual that you don't, I think." Ayami paused for a second, considering what her friend had said. Then Ayami shouted, "Hey, everyone!" It was loud enough for the entire line of worker ants to hear. "What's your favorite food?" she called. Aaliyah heard a chorus of voices answer back. "Popsicles, pudding, apple pie, donuts, lollipops, marshmallows." Every single answer was something sweet. "See," said Ayami, "ants love sweets." Aaliyah wasn't sure how to respond to that at first. She was starting to feel a bit uncomfortable. Was she strange for not liking the taste of sweet things? Aaliyah couldn't help her preferences, but she didn't want to be different from the rest of her colony. "Ayami," Aaliyah said hesitantly, "do you think I'm weird?" "No, not weird," considered Ayami, "just different. Maybe you only need to find the right sweet for you. And maybe," she added, "what Ada found will be just right." "If you say so," said Aaliyah, but she wasn't really so sure. The ants continued their march through the grass. They made their way past towering tree trunks and over patches of soft moss, taking care to avoid any obstacles in their path. As they walked, Aaliyah found her mind racing, thinking about the sweets she had tried in the past. Aaliyah remembered one time when the ants had found an entire peppermint. The other ants had swarmed the red and white disc, raving about how refreshing the flavor was. But when Aaliyah tried the mint, it made her feel cold and tingly. Another time, the ants brought back a small piece of cheesecake. Aaliyah remembered that the others had loved how creamy the dessert had been. But after taking just one bite, Aaliyah hadn't been able to eat the rest of the day. The cheesecake was just too rich. And there was the time that they had come across a melted popsicle. The other ants were so delighted, they tried swimming in the little red puddle. But Aaliyah found it sticky and gross. Thinking about all these bad memories started to make Aaliyah feel a little upset about her different taste in food. Aaliyah decided to take a deep dragon breath, in and out. She began to focus on the forest around her. The warm sun shined down through the trees, casting spotty shadows on the ground. Aaliyah took another deep dragon breath, in and out. She could hear the chirping of birds and the rustling of leaves in the gentle breeze. It really was a lovely day. Aaliyah took one last deep dragon breath in and out. She felt more at ease focusing on the peaceful forest and breathing deeply. After some time, Aaliyah heard a cheering sound from the front of the line of ants. "We must have found it," exclaimed Ayami. "Come on, let's see what we found." Aaliyah and Ayami hurried forward and saw their fellow worker ants crowded around something massive. It looked like a pink pile of goo on top of a spongy white substance. "A cupcake!" exclaimed Ayami. "I have always wanted to try one." "Come on, Aaliyah. I hear they are delicious." The excited ant ran up to the dessert and took a big bite. Aaliyah walked up to the cupcake. She knew cupcakes were supposed to be sweet, but maybe this time things would be different. Maybe this time she would enjoy the taste. Aaliyah took a deep breath in, grabbed a mouthful of fluffy pink frosting, and swallowed it. "Blech! Too sweet!" Aaliyah shook her head with disgust. No, she didn't think she would ever like sweets, no matter how many different types she tried. Aaliyah looked around for her friend. Ayami was enjoying the cupcake along with the rest of the worker ants. Aaliyah sighed. Oh. She walked a few paces away from the hullabaloo. She figured she would wait over to the side until they needed her help to carry the cupcake back to the colony. Aaliyah was so lost in thought that she didn't notice a familiar figure sidle up next to her. "Hello, Aaliyah," the figure said. Aaliyah looked at who was speaking. It was Ada, the scout ant. "Hi, Ada," said Aaliyah. "Why are you over here, all by yourself?" asked Ada. "You look troubled." "I guess I am troubled," said Aaliyah. "I'm different from all the other ants. I don't like sweets." "Oh, Aaliyah," said Ada, giving Aaliyah a small pat on the back. "That's okay if you don't like sweets. I know it can feel lonely to be unique." Ada smiled and added, "But it is perfectly fine to have different tastes." "But all ants like sweet foods," protested Aaliyah. "Most ants like sweet foods," Ada corrected. "And if you're not one of them, you don't need to force yourself to be one." Ada gave Aaliyah a reassuring nudge. "You should be true to yourself." "So it's okay that I don't want to eat the cupcake you found?" asked Aaliyah. "Of course it is," Ada said with a grin. "Actually, earlier today, I found something else nearby that I think you will like." Ada led Aaliyah out of the grass onto a patch of dirt underneath a picnic table. On the ground sat a fluffy, golden brown morsel. It was a piece of a soft pretzel. There was even a little bit of cheese sauce on it. "A pretzel," cried Aaliyah. wiggling her antennae with excitement. "Thank you, Ada." "You're welcome," replied Ada. "I thought this would be more your taste," said Ada. Aaliyah took a bite of the pretzel. "This is delicious," she said. Aaliyah nibbled at the pretzel until she was satisfied. Then Ada started to lift the remaining bit of food and said, "I think you and I can carry this back to the colony if we work together." Using their combined strength, Aaliyah and Ada brought the pretzel back to where the cupcake was. The other worker ants had broken the cupcake into smaller pieces so they could carry it back to the anthill. "Hi, Aaliyah. Hi, Ada," called Ayami when she saw the two arrive. "What do you have there?" "It's a pretzel," said Aaliyah. "Oh, that's exactly what you wanted. Something savory and salty," said Ayami. "I'm happy for you." Aaliyah smiled. "And I'm happy that you found your sweets." The two ants laughed together as they carried their treats back home. When they made it back to the colony, the worker ants made sure to stockpile the food they found so they'd have food to eat later on. Aaliyah was glad to know that later she would be able to eat more of the pretzel that Ada had found. After such a long trek, Aaliyah felt tired once again. Aaliyah found a small chamber at the end of a tunnel and began to settle into the dirt for a nap. She thought about all she had to be grateful for. Aaliyah stretched her legs and then took a deep dragon breath in and out. Aaliyah was grateful for her home. It had been wonderful to see the surface of the forest on such a beautiful day, but she was happy to be safe in her underground home once again. It was warm and cozy here. Aaliyah let out a yawn. The little ant was also grateful for her friend Ayami, who had kept Aaliyah company on their long journey. Aaliyah took another deep dragon breath in and out. And Aaliyah felt especially grateful for her friend Ada. When Aaliyah was feeling out of place for being different, Ada had reassured her that she didn't have to make herself be like everyone else. Aaliyah knew now that she should be true to herself. Aaliyah took one final deep dragon breath in and out. She closed her eyes and settled down for a nap. And with that, the little ant fell asleep, dreaming of sharing a salty snack with Ayami and Ada. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.